never made their own stuff. They always had stuff, you know, that they'd purchase from the leading manufacturer, and then they'd slap their name on it.
Yeah, I've got a couple of those Radio Shack DSP units over here. I've got a Time Wave DSP over here, 599 or whatever it is. I'm not sure which exact model it is, but I got one Time Wave over here. I've got a couple of NIR. I got an NIR. I think I sold the last of the NIR 10s. I had two of those, the 10s. And I've got three of the 12s, which the NIR 12 was really cool. It had, and we're talking back, you know, back to like the 90s when the stuff was available. And it had dual 40 meg processors in it, you know, to chop up and take away the noise. Automatic notch filter, so the minute somebody would key up, you know, but you know, on a, throw a carrier while you're on sideband, it would just take that tone right out of there. Somebody could be sending CW, and you know, it would blank out the tone completely.